This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Cancer testing is big business, but Consumer Reports says you should skip many cancer tests. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Organizations pushing cancer screenings often have financial incentives, so says Dr. John Santa, director of the Consumer Reports Health Ratings Center.
We found worrisome examples of screening at athletic stores, at athletic events, mobile vans, mammogram parties. Folks should not be making decisions about cancer screening tests in settings like that.
His report suggests tests for colon, breast, and cervical cancer are not done enough, while tests for other cancers are oversold. Though not everyone agrees.
I don't think that the filter should be at doing the screening. The filter should be at doing the treatment.
Dr. David Agus is the author of The End of Illness. He says a test doesn't automatically lead to treatment.
We have over 1,000 patients in our clinic with prostate cancer who we're not treating. We're just following on a regular basis. We call active surveillance.
Both doctors say patients should become informed consumers and then discuss the pros and cons of screenings and treatments with their physicians. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.